and rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of Acumen Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm Johnny Boy.
Hey, Johnny Boy.
Hey.
Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio for all their behind-the-scenes engineering. We wouldn't have a show without them, and we certainly appreciate them very much.
Yes, thank you, BBS.
Yeah, so Johnny, how have you been since last week? Did you get any snow?
Well, no, it's been rather mild here lately, actually. Things are melting off pretty quick.
Oh, yeah?
And I have a son that has a nice fishing shack. We have the river there in front, and he's got a shack out there, but he's going out today to take it off early because you can't trust if it thaws quick, you could lose your shack.
Sure.
So
you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose your shack, man.
No.
Oh, no.
I think they do more. I don't know, socializing and partying than they do fishing out there. But they're having fun. What the heck?
That's right.
They're not in my living room. That's good.
Yeah. Well, we are kind of playing catch up right now with some articles. So just want to let the listeners know there are no open lines today. And also that John and I will be back next Saturday, which is March 7th on BBS Radio TV, same time, and to catch up on discussing these articles from forthepeople.space.
Mm-hmm. And that should pretty much catch us up, eh, Kev?
I think so. Yeah. I think it really should. Yeah. Now, in addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who have already subscribed, we appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today and hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it.
That's right. And again, we're going to be discussing the articles for thepeople.space. And we just noticed, I guess, forthepeople.space. Has been kind of offline for a couple of days now. It looks like that they're doing a systems update, so don't know exactly when they're going to be coming back online, but anyway, I'm sure we'll still continue to have articles pumping out here probably next week.
Right on. And if there's fewer articles, we'll open the phone lines again. And so if any of you have questions from the last few shows, please jot them down and give us a call.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be awesome. So the first article I think that we want to go ahead and cover is called Sleep in Peace. And the category is wisdom. And it says, every night we see a meme of a Disney princess sleeping in her bed with her eyes closed and appears very peaceful. And the caption reads, me, because I'm not arguing with people who don't even understand themselves.
Well, we all relate with that, don't we, Kev?
Yeah.
You know, when I talk with people and it's apparent that they're in the dark and are content there, I just change topics and move on at this point. You know, I feel their only salvation will be a rude awakening through an EBS or otherwise. So, you know, I'll be here if they need or you don't want to seek some information or support. But other than that, we really have to turn away from it at this point because it lowers our frequency.
Yeah, that's right, John. It really does. And once you realize where they stand, it's, you know, it's best to kind of protect yourself, too, by putting up like maybe an energy barrier if you haven't already done so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't engage. Don't argue.
No.
You know.
And it's really easy to fall into the trap. You know?
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where you really need to stay grounded, stay in your heart. Don't allow anybody to push any buttons or trigger you in any way. You know what I mean? So
absolutely. And I find it's worse, Kevin, after you've realized they've lowered your frequency, you've allowed it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's for the next few hours, you're, you know, kind of beating yourself up about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. Yeah. Yeah, you do kind of feel bad because, you beat yourself up because you feel like you let yourself down. And he says, I thought I was in more higher frequency than that.
That's right.
Why did I let myself down like that? So
that's true.
Yeah. So, you know, just become the observer. Show compassion and realize it's meant to be on their level of spiritual growth where they are. So, and we're all at different levels, and we're all on the same path here. We're all on Earth and experiencing the frequencies, and some people accept and absorb, if you will, the frequencies better than others. So just realize that, so.
Yeah, that's for sure, Kevin. And you don't know what you're dealing with, an NPC or a clone or whatever, too, that you don't have a prayer in hell of ever helping them out for the most part. So,
No.
yeah.
All right. So let's go on to the next one now.
Sure.
Who's on first? The category is Crimes Against Humanity and the Great Awakening. We see a meme of, or looks up, appears to be a Norman Rockwell painting of some baseball players, and they're slouching in the dugout box with a young player standing at the ready to play the game. And the caption reads, "Definitely not the WHO. The World Health Organization is no longer playing in America." No more stooges, right?
Wow, that's nice to hear that it's gone into oblivion, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
It's scary to imagine where we would be if they were able to continue on. I mean, just look at the COVID fiasco. They were able to force vaccinate the majority of the population, in which I believe the white hats were successful in limiting the virus and the contents of the virus for distribution. However, couple that with the evil agenda and vaccines that maim and can control you, and the world becomes their cyborgs. It's really scary what these people had planned.
Oh, it is. It's extremely scary. Now that we look back on it, it's just can't believe that that actually happened. And there was so much evil in planning that, to try to reduce the world population. It was just
It's
horrible,
true, Kevin, and people so easily supported it. It was just crazy, just blindly.
Well, we blindly trust these
Yeah,
organizations, especially
that is true.
when they represent the world, if you will, the globe, the world something or national global something or whatever. We seem to think that, well, they've been vetted, they should
Right,
be okay,
sure.
but we come to find out that we've been fooled, we've been, tricked,
Now we question everything.
And the evil that they do, it's just,
Yeah. Oh, it is.
it's really hard to fathom. It's hard to wrap your head around it,
Yeah, it is. It's so deep.
According to a U.S. Navy SEAL, David Strait, the World Health Organization was the entity that the cabal was going to take ownership of the world with, and not anything at all to do with our health. It
Right.
was just the opposite. They wanted to kill us,
Exactly. And we could see that with the COVID-19, at least we did. But a lot of people still haven't come to realization of what happened there. They will, I believe, over the next couple of years, but it's still incredible how many people actually believe it's real. Even now, the people that run out to get vaccines and just yeah, oh yeah. Or afraid for their loved ones. There was a lady I was talking to the other day, and her daughter was a nurse at the ER, and she said, "I'm so afraid for her with the COVID that's out there."
Because it's not only the shot, we're learning also it's that shedding thing, right? You stand next to people, they cough or whatever, and apparently it can shed onto you or something like that. But
As a result of receiving a vaccine, not the
right.
not the coronavirus,
Correct, yes.
right?
So anyway, it was
Yeah. Right on.
And the rest of this article, there was we mentioned Cat is the C three a lot of times, and she likes to transcribe information from Cue the Storm Rider and things like that. So in this article, there's still more information that we didn't cover, you know,
Right.
on this program. So as always, John and I encourage you all to, you know, take a look at this article on your own time also, so that you can perhaps get all of the information and not just the little highlights that we provide you here on the program. So
Yes, for
yeah.
sure. And what's the
So
next one? Inside the Beauty?
yeah, Inside the Beauty.
All right.
This category is wisdom. Yeah, and the subtitle is The Light Within. We see a meme of a beautiful young woman who appears to be sitting in the forest with her hand palms upright in front of her, and she is looking in her hand that has a beautiful ball of glowing light. You know, there is a single fawn at her feet, and the caption reads, "We still do not know 1/1000th of 1% of what nature has revealed to us." And that's a quote by Albert Einstein. You know,
So true. You
it
know, and
is.
every day I notice more around me than ever before, Kevin. You know, thanks to the teachings and the guidance from that we've received from our beautiful divine light beings. Thanks to all of those folks, all those beings that have been there for us.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't help but think, you know, planet Earth is a water world. We all know that, right? And nature is everywhere. And I can't help but think that we have not even explored the oceans and the seas. You know, there is so much that we don't know about.
Don't
And
know.
as it says, we only know 1/1000th of a 1% on
Right.
this planet, you know.
Right. And we know we're in a cenote, Kev, so we don't even know the rest of the continents or whatever's here, you know?
Exactly, you know. So there's going to be a lot to discover even on our planet, and we just, of course, need to get her all cleaned up. We need to kind of move out of this third dimensional hellhole, basically, and
That's right.
move into the fifth, you know.
Literally.
Yeah. And you know, perhaps a lot of our projects that a lot of us are wanting to do will be cleaning up the earth and getting her more pristine, especially the oceans, you know, and the rivers and the streams. And you
Yeah.
know, we'll be able to explore more nature and understand nature. And I think that such a blessing that'll be, you know, is.
Yeah, it sure will. Imagine this paradise that this is going to become here. And I
Yeah.
think it's going to happen pretty quickly.
I
You
hope
know,
so.
so
Yeah.
yeah,
You know,
for sure.
and I'm hoping that we'll be able to expand our gifts or the ability, you know, I would love to have the ability to have telepathy. And
Yeah.
especially to speak to the animals and speak to nature, you know, and kind of get a really good sense of what they're trying to convey to me, you know,
Yeah.
and I to them. I think it would be so cool to understand the animals' perspective on things, you
Yeah.
know, and nature's perspective, you know.
Absolutely. I agree. We're all beings of light and
Yes.
right, and we're sharing this planet.
Yes.
So absolutely, to be able to communicate would be a huge advantage for us all.
Oh, it sure
You
would.
know.
Man, I can't wait to be able to do that.
Right.
That'll
And I
be so
believe we'll
awesome.
be assisted as well with off-worlders to help clean up the planet. And I'm sure they're doing a lot of it right now, even though
Yeah.
we may not know it,
Yeah.
you know, in our skies and our waters and so on.
Yeah. And that's something else that I am just totally looking forward to myself personally is to meet off-worlders.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
You
yeah.
know, we have such diversity here on our planet, you know, with nature, but also with human beings. We have all shapes, sizes, colors, characters of human beings just on this planet. And the human beings, you know, represent the universe out there also. And I've
Right.
I understand that this planet actually is a repository of so much diverse,
Right,
interest,
life.
life, universal life here just on this planet alone.
Yeah.
So, I am looking so forward to meeting other world energies,
Yeah.
other life forms.
Yeah, me too.
I don't feel that I would be scared one
No.
iota.
I'd be nervous a little,
A
as you would,
little,
but I wouldn't be scared. Not anymore. Maybe I
No.
would have a few years back, but knowing what we know now,
Yeah.
sure.
And I'll be giggling
Yeah.
to myself the first time I actually see a UFO or a, anti-gravity spaceship,
Right.
a discoidal ship up there. I will just start. I know myself. I'll be laughing, tickled pink,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
so excited
Yeah.
to see something like that.
Right.
'Cause wow,
In reality, we are off-worlders.
yeah, that's right. We are the off-worlders.
Yeah.
So anyway,
All right, better move
anyway,
on.
yeah, we
Clock's
kind of went
ticking.
on a tangent there with that little last one there. But, all right. Okay, the next article is The Path. Category is wisdom. And we see another meme or a meme here of another beautiful woman. She's dressed in a long flowing white gown, and she's standing next to a beautiful white horse in what appears to be kind of a dark forest area, but there's a lot of flowers around, and the caption reads, "If you are separated in the slightest from divine, you are far off the path." Now, that's a quote by, okay, this one is interesting to pronounce. Morihei Ueshiba, something
Well,
like that. Okay,
sounds
that's
good
good. Sorry, I don't mean to butcher your name there. But I gave it my best shot then,
You
but.
did good. You did good. And the message here, the way I see it is, we need to, our heart is the divine, and we need to remain there as often as we can. Just try to keep focusing on staying in your heart and being directed by your heart.
Yeah, me too. But I'll be honest here, John. When I read that quote, I kind of felt that that was really kind of harsh, in a way, because it says if you are separated even in the slightest from the divine. Now, I mean, I feel like I need to have a little wiggle room here. I mean, I'm growing, I'm learning. There might be times I do slip a little bit, from the divine, and I'm not going to try to beat myself up over that. But with his little quote here, I kind of feel like that's pretty hard to harsh, it's a little swallow.
Yeah, I suppose. But
You know what I'm
in the world of
saying is,
frequency, it's called the Q factor, and you really funny they call it the Q factor, isn't
yeah.
it? But when you're on target, that's the Q factor, the narrower band. And I think that's what they're referring to, is just, again, to try to stay that as often as you can in the high frequency area, especially going forth. I think changes are happening very quickly now, as we will discover as we read through some of these postings, and especially, with these planet alignments. And I think today, I think all the
It
planets are
is.
aligning.
That's
Yeah,
right.
yeah,
That's right.
yeah.
Today is the planet parade, they call it, so all the planets are in
Okay.
alignment. And I guess they anticipate a lot of influence by that on planet Earth and also perhaps its inhabitants. Don't know,
Yeah. We'll have to see. We know now that it has a lot of effect and influence on different things. So, the astrology. So we'll have to see. Keep an open mind.
So anyway, I'm going to myself try to stay on the path as best as I can, keep my heart open, be excited, try to be creative and be, heart-centered and compassionate and loving towards others and not allow the outside emotional stuff that people are going through to affect me, and just try to stay centered and grounded. So
Right.
to me, that's on the path. That's on the path towards divinity, if you will. And
It's true. And it gets easier and easier for us. You know, I find it is. So as long as you're practicing it, exercising that muscle, if you will, it gets stronger and, it's just it gets to be a basic go-to. So that's good.
And you know this meme that I'm looking at here of that beautiful young woman and the white horse in the forest. I would like to one day see a horn on that horse and actually see a unicorn.
Yeah,
I think that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Bring
it
back a
would.
lot of the
Oh
elementals
yeah.
and
The dragons and what they called
drag. Yeah.
dinosaurs, or
Yeah.
as Q told us, most of them were peaceful and loving. So yeah, it'd be a great experience.
Oh yeah. And they no longer would fear us because we're now more heart centered, you know, and they'd come back.
Right.
So,
Right.
oh, anyway.
Well, the next one's quite lengthy, isn't it, Ken?
Okay, now we're gonna get in some big stuff here.
Yes.
This was a very long article, but still packed with an awful lot of information,
Yeah.
and so appropriate for the times that we are in the now, right
Yeah.
now, and even actually last week. This article is called Genesis, and the category is Creation, the Great Awakening. And the subtitle is Do You Feel It Coming? And it reminds you of the song, kind of like that Phil Collins song to me. Anyway, we begin the article with a meme of what appears to be a mythological god, Neptune or Poseidon. It depends on whether you're looking at it in the Roman mythology or the Greek mythology. And the faint outline of a circular astrological shield in the background there. The caption reads, "Millionaires don't use astrology. Billionaires do." And that is a quote by J.P. Morgan.
Imagine.
So,
So they see value in it for sure. Kevin, this post caught my attention, and astrology is something that I never really put much thought into or attention to. But after reviewing this posting, I've been investigating it for a better understanding of the knowledge and the process and ways I may use it to assist me. There's a lot to it. And a lot to learn. And as you will see, you'll see as we continue to explore this post. And I think, believe what I'm going to do going forward is, as far as astrology goes, is follow what forthepeople.space has to say, because there's seems to be things missing. And of course, if we're not following for the people, we're taking others' words for it, and I'm not sure how versed they are, and so on. And we know that there's 13 houses, not 12,
Not
and
12, right?
so it's kind of screwed up. So I'm going to take what for the people.space has to offer and guidance they give us going forward until we know of sources that are perhaps are valuable or more accurate for us to take value from.
Yeah, you're right, John. A lot of people who follow astrology or, you know, even try to interpret, you know, it's their own interpretation. So it is a subjective, in a way, interpretation. And so I believe you're right. I prefer in my heart to follow for the people.space because, in a way, I do know that they vet a lot of the information that's placed on, and Q even said that, you know, anything that's on this website has been vetted. It is true. It's authentic. You know,
Correct.
you can go by what it says, really. So, you're absolutely right, John. I think
Right.
for those of us, you know, who might be a little skeptical about us astrology, especially from somebody else, I think it's good to maybe just follow along with for the people.space, you know.
Yeah, I agree. For sure.
So the article begins, planetary influences are comparable to the impact that the energies and personalities of other people have on us. When you're at a party with friends and suddenly a colorful clown, a seductive beauty, or a muscular man juggling with lightning bolts walks in, the entire chemistry in the room changes for each individual in different ways. Now, the change is not due to the new arrival as much as it's due to how each person perceives, interacts with, and experiences that new influence, as well as whether they can use that influence to become more aware of their own hidden aspects and powers, or if they allow the new influence to interrupt or dismantle their personal peace and power.
The release of the Epstein files, is opening the floodgates to reveal the extreme corruption and crimes of so many so-called elites and famous individuals that the general public believe to be good and are actually extremely evil. So it's nice to see that unfolding and where it's going to go. And every day seems to be more exposure, and more information opening up. So the Epstein files, I think, is very key to exposing this entire global satanic cabal
You're right. You're right. This is
to the
just
normies.
amazing. Yeah, it's amazing to see how much of an influence that one individual had on the entire world. I mean, how, that's kind of powerful. Now, even though we know he is like the puppet, there are people above him manipulating, him. And of course, all the corruption, and all these high profile people became influenced by him. And for some reason, he appealed to them in providing
And he
really
provided them services.
evil services. Yes.
And
And they fell for it. They wanted it, apparently.
And some of them even seeked him out, I'm sure. But and of course, this is their blackmailing operation as well. But all of those people that are connected, as you just mentioned, all of those different areas, whether it's CEOs or famous people on, in Hollywood, whatever it may be, they seem to all have this common denominator with Jeffrey. So we'll see how this unfolds. But I think this is really going to be the exposure, the real, the pimple that's going to burst, so to speak, for the general public.
Oh yeah, the zit that popped.
That's
No, sorry. That's kind of gross. I'm sorry about
It is.
that, I
Well,
guess.
the whole thing is gross when you think about
It
it.
is.
That's actually
It is.
cleaning it
It's
up a
all
little.
one big boil, isn't it? It's just dumb, man. All right. Now, what has just been said sets up the rest of the article perfectly. The planets in our solar system influence us on planet Earth, as well as the planet herself, due to gravitational forces, the alignments, conjunctions, photon energy bursts, and many other forces we may not even be aware of. The Mesopotamian priests of ancient Babylon named the planets after Roman and Greek gods, based on the gods' temperament and character, and they paired up with the planets' movements and storms and the color. Now, the planet Neptune, for example, is an ice blue planet, swept by storms and composed of methane after the god Neptune and Poseidon, who is the commander of the great blue sea of Earth. Now, in this article, we also notice that astrology is blended into the information, since we discover that when Neptune is in dreamy Pisces, Neptune sleeps, which in turn influences pirates to take over the waterways, and this is exactly what we saw over the past 14 years as globalist pirates invaded borders with drugs, with weapons, and child trafficking. They were violent gangs, and even the deep state militia. They were sending monsters into some of the most sacred areas on Earth, destroying peace and culture while capturing land and bounty. Now, however, on January 26th of 2026, Neptune awakened from a very deep sleep, and for the next 14 years, He will evict pirates and will conjure storms to purify the land and the seas.
Wow, we are going to see a lot of changes happening here,
Yeah,
Kevin.
14 years. That's wow, isn't it? Since
Wow.
January 26. Okay, so yeah, we still have a lot to do, don't we,
Till
John?
2040. You know, Kevin, it would be interesting to know the true spirit names of these planets. As you know, they were named here. But I feel that they may be spirits of the 12 source energies, individually on each planet, perhaps, or you know, but I think
Let's just...
we'll be told that, or this information will be shared with us going forward, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That will be interesting to see what their true names are, if
Right. And we know the powers that they possess, or some of them at least. I'll continue to read some of it here, Kev. As we get to know Neptune better, we can sense what he'll activate within humanity as he begins his new cycle in Aries, where he is no longer asleep and dreamy, but fully awake and motivated to clear waterways, evict pirates, protect boundaries and borders while transforming the world and everyone in it. That's pretty cool, transforming the world and everyone in it. Neptune's dynamic energy awakens dormant inner desires, motivating people to express, create, live more authentically, independently, passionately, and innovatively on a global and personal level. The world is entering a very new and exciting experience where pirates no longer roam freely or have access over the gold. Now, very encouraging for sure, Kevin. Now, so that you know, I believe they're talking about our money system here, all of this, right? And yeah, wow, it's incredible.
What it's amazing the actual influence, the amount of influence, and the intensity, if you will, of the influence
Yes.
of people, and what it can do to activate within each person, the expression, expressive ideas, and to create and be more authentic with themselves and be independent. Perhaps to the point of recognizing what sovereignty could be,
Yeah, absolutely.
be passionate and
This is
innovative.
why I feel it's one of the 12 source energies, each one of these planets, because the amount of divine spiritual power and energy that they would have would truly, you know, expand. And of course, we're all connected. We know this, and so those energies would definitely spill into us very easily. So it's quite interesting here, and as you say, over the next 14 years. And I wouldn't doubt that we're going to get a real thrust at the beginning here of energies and influence.
And kind of a little side note here, John, I'm thinking, how much influence we've heard all about this influence that's in our solar system at this present time of that 3-eye Atlas entity.
Right,
And
right.
we're not exactly sure what it is, but there's a lot of theories on it. And theories are that it is activating certain frequencies within each planet, as it passes through the solar system, and
Sure.
it's influencing that and kind of creating, I think I've heard the term music of the spheres, creating
Yeah.
certain musical tones and frequencies, and allowing
Right.
each planet in our solar system to harmonize or get together to,
Yeah.
provide even more influence, if you will, on the entire solar system and universe, and of course planet Earth and us.
Yeah, I believe that's true, Kevin. I feel that that's true, and I believe that it would also amplify those energies to us. So you know, not just the planets doing it, but the 3-eye Atlas also acts as an amplifier. So yeah.
So something else here that's really interesting is Neptune is in command of all waters, right? Well, including the water within our bodies for healing, and confirming many healing technologies are being activated or activating with the benevolent influence of Neptune in the fire of Aries. Now, this is far more advanced than med beds. It's a new way of life and a new way of being. Neptune is closely tied with the sun, Just as our golden dome and higher technologies are connected with the sun. No. Anyway,
Wow,
so.
that's crazy, Kevin. I'm just going to read those, just a couple of small lines in there that you read, Kevin, that are just incredible. Neptune is in command of all waters, including the water within our bodies for
Right.
healing. That's quite a statement. And then this is far more advanced than med beds. Now, we've all been waiting for med beds, but this is far more advanced than med beds. It's a new way of life. That's an incredible statement there.
Powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, and it appears to me that we are now going to experience noticeable changes in our bodies and in our planet, the biosphere of our planet, as these enlightened energies from the sun and from Neptune penetrate and assist our ascension and our healing.
Absolutely. Maybe, I don't know, maybe so much of an influence it will have on us and our bodies that, possibly we may not need this med bed technology. If perhaps maybe the energy can, I don't know, activate some of the dormant DNA or something, or it provides us the ability to really manifest within ourselves healing, and we can do it ourselves, just by intention and mere focus on the injury area or whatever, this new energy that's influencing us may have a dramatic, positive, beneficial effect on us. And we, yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
It
yeah.
makes good sense, Kevin. It's like the bulbs are in different rooms of your house, for example. But if you bring all those bulbs into one room, which we see here with the planets all lining up, and to join in with Neptune, it's unfathomable the amount of energy that's available here. So, yeah, we'll have to see how it gets spun up and what happens,
So
and.
yes, so it could kind of increase exponentially, right?
Yeah,
If that's
absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, to me, it's like driving around with an eight cylinder with only one cylinder on, and now all these others are going to come online. We had no idea we could go 0 to 60 in 5 seconds, but here we go, right?
And there's several more planets that are mentioned in this article, such as Mercury, Saturn, and Uranus, and how and who they influenced, and how they will influence the outcomes of the very near future events. Those engaged with their own inner light will thrive like never before, and those in their head in old systems remaining subservient to outside authority that overrides personal power or the spirit, they may have difficulty as old systems shatter and fall before their eyes. We've heard of this Trump derangement syndrome, and they have cells of people will finally see clearly the truth of who Donald Trump turns out to be. This is the end for harmful, outdated structures and deep state lies. And in this article, it shows that 2026 through 2028 will be the turning point for humanity. So,
And we're well into 2026 now, so this is really incredible, Kevin. It's absolutely amazing, a truly magical time for most of us that most of us never really imagined possible. A wonderful new world and existence is here in the now, and exciting to observe the changes as they happen here. And like 26 to 28, that's the first 2 years of the 14-year assessment that they've given us here. So, wow, we're going to witness an extreme amount happening going forward, for
Oh,
sure.
absolutely. The turning point for humanity, yes.
Yeah.
And at the very end of this article, it says, Genesis, a new beginning. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. I've been waiting.
Well, yeah, that sums it up good, isn't it?
So Yeah,
Yeah,
anyway,
great.
anyway, so there's still an awful lot of information. Again, there's a lot of information in this article. It was a long one, and
Yeah.
so we just kind of skimmed over it a little
Yeah.
bit, but give you guys the listeners a little bit of an idea of what it's all about. And it would be awesome if you guys would go ahead and take time and look at it as well. A lot of interesting stuff,
Well, the next
especially.
article is kind of funny, Kevin.
Yeah. You think
Funny
we
and
can
scary
laugh
all
about
at
this? Is it a
once. Oh,
laughable
I think so.
article or?
The unique ambitions. I'll let you go ahead and do your intro on it. It's pretty.
Unique ambitions.
It's
Unique
half crazy, really.
ambitions. Oh, yeah. Unique ambitions. And the category is all possibilities. Subcategory is to lighten your day. Literally for this guy. Okay. We see a meme. We see a meme of a man in a lawn chair suspended up in the air by thousands of feet with balloons. And you see a city below him and two planes in the distance. And the description reads, in 1982, Larry Walters, a truck driver from Los Angeles, fulfilled a lifelong dream. He ties 45 helium weather balloons to his patio lawn chair, packed a BB gun and a sandwich, and cut the tether. He expected to float up 30 feet, but instead, he shot up to 16,000 feet, freezing in the thin air and drifting into LAX airspace. Wow. A commercial airline pilot radioed the tower. Can you imagine this? Can we get this?
Jeez, man.
Yeah. I have just passed a guy in a lawn chair with a gun. He survived by shooting balloons to descend.
Jeez. The radio tower must have thought
Oh,
the
man.
pilot lost his mind.
Yeah. They probably
Jeez.
put that pilot on suspension and checked his alcohol level because they probably didn't believe him.
But gee, the guy doing that stunt, geez, he surely got more than he bargained for, Kevin.
Yeah.
He had to be quite concerned too with the height he gained, but at the same time, he fulfilled his dream and curiosity. But that's something I would never ever dream of doing, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I would kind of try to, weigh the risks and benefits on that one. I'd have to handcuff that BB gun to me because, man, if I lost that, if it fell out of my lap, then I'd have no way to descend. And there I am floating off 16,000 feet. And
Gee, my
the
gosh.
higher you go, the less oxygen. And, you potentially can pass out. So that's
Yeah.
something to worry about. Freeze to death, too, because it gets really pretty cold up there.
Jeez. He's
I.
able to get himself out of that predicament.
Yeah, you see a backpack strapped to the chair, so I'm sure that perhaps he had some water, I'm hoping. And I don't know, maybe that dangling off the arm there or the seat must be the package for his sandwich. I'm not sure, but I mean, this meme kind of tells you, in a way, if you're really passionate about a dream that you have, there's really no limits to what you can do to reach and obtain that dream. Now, it certainly would, I think, take a lot of thought. At first, I mean, your heart is in the right place for sure. I mean, he wanted to experience being up in the air, and he had an idea of how to do it. I mean, he easily could have gotten into a commercial hot air balloon, right? Perhaps to experience that. But no. I want to do it my way. I want to do it my way. I want to fill these balloons with helium and go up there. Now, it's only going to be 30 feet. I'm not really that worried. So, but then all of a sudden,
Some of his
boom.
calculations were a little off. Wow.
Oh, man.
Dear, dear, dear.
So, also mentions here that in the second meme, you actually see the actual a photograph of him. After safely descending, Larry became entangled in the power lines, but managed to avoid injury. The FAA fined him $1,500 for violating airspace regulations, but his stunt captivated the public, making him a symbol of ambition and eccentricity.
There you go.
Eccentricity.
Right. I don't
Yeah.
think I'll be quite that eccentric, but
No, I don't think so either, but wow. He was quite fortunate that he lived through that, and no harm came to him. Wow.
For sure.
All right. Okay, let's move on. We got like what, 15 minutes? I'm thinking now, yeah. Let's move on with
Sure.
another one here. Flow like water. Category is all possibilities, wisdom. And the subheading is become one with your light.
Right.
And we see is what we're looking at is we see a video of Bruce Lee entitled Become One.
Yeah, more enlightening information from and advice from Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I've viewed it a couple of times, and
Did you?
it's interesting. So it'd be good if folks could take a few moments and enjoy the video and its message. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Just the title Flow Like Water, tells me to, be that which nothing can stick to you. It just
Yeah.
flows over you. It doesn't attach itself to
Right.
you, right? So,
Right. It's conforming, it's powerful,
yeah.
you
And
know.
I also sometimes see if you can be like a reed or a cattail that you sometimes see in ponds,
Yeah.
the
The lace
wind
curtain, as Carrie would call
and Carrie says, yeah, the lace
it.
curtain where air just flows through you or by
Right,
you and
right.
does not affect you in any way, and the reed bends with the force of the air currents, the wind. So try to be and try to mimic your life according to water and some of the other
Right.
things in nature that you see and are
Right.
not affected by that force.
Right on.
So, but anyway, Bruce Lee had a lot of wisdom in that video. And again, we've been seeing from For the People dot space several videos of Bruce Lee. And of course, again, he is and was very wise.
Yeah, and I thought that we were told that he had Q spirit as well. I'm not sure
Oh,
about that, but I think so.
I
Well,
wouldn't
Kevin,
doubt it,
do you want to try to do squeeze one more in? I think we have time to do it, but
You do because
yeah.
I tell you what, it's a long one,
It
isn't
is.
it? Yeah, it's a long one. Now, what we got? 10 minutes? I
Yeah, I
don't
think
know,
we can get
John.
through it. Yeah,
Well,
no. Well, it's up to you.
yeah, because I'm thinking, the For the People dot space is uploading or updating its systems, and we're going to be on air again next week, next Saturday.
Okay.
And I'll be honest with you, I just want to be able to have enough information for the next show to
Sure.
cover,
Sure.
right? So, and I think we have maybe another four or so articles to cover. All right. Perhaps a command decision here. Let's go for it. We'll finish off this show with this one, Brothers Grimm. Okay,
Okay,
John?
just
Yeah,
fine enough.
we will go ahead and try to finish this one off.
Okay.
Now we got 10 minutes to do it, or
Okay, let's
something to
get right
that
at her.
effect. Let's get at it. Okay, Brothers Grimm. Category, A Light on History, All Possibilities. Subtitle is The Original Anons. Okay. We see a meme of a dark forest with a castle in the distance and a river flowing in front of it. People in rowboats are rowing on the river. Glowing lanterns are all about, and the caption reads, If you want your children to be intelligent, read them fairy tales. If you want them to be more intelligent, read them more fairy tales. And that is a quote by Albert Einstein. And
Right.
well,
Well, now we,
obviously Einstein knows a thing or two about fairy tales.
yeah, and we know now that the fairy tales were telling the truth. And the ones we read were kind of watered down. The true fairy tales, in the site here, they give us little excerpts of exactly how they were told and the wording. I wonder the true story in Albert Einstein. Was he of the dark or the light? Where does his spirit come from before entering Earth? We know that his theory of relativity is incomplete, and yet it was supported by the Cabal, the deep state. But it's kind of a mystery there. We'll have to see what, going forward, what the For the People tell us, or Q, or whatever.
Well, I think again, maybe the cabal took his information and twisted it in some way. I don't
Yeah,
know.
could be, could
You
be.
know, maybe he did have the right theory, but they twisted it to make sure that it was wrong. That in
Oh
you know,
yeah,
well, I
we
don't
know
know.
how that all works, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And so fairy tales are actually this is very interesting, I think. It says here that fairy tales are considered non-fiction. By definition, non-fiction is writing based on facts, reveal or real events and real people, such as biography or history. And that's according to the Oxford Languages Dictionary. And fairy tales are placed in non-fiction because they're viewed as collected or studied stories rather than made up stories.
Very interesting, isn't it? It turns out that many fairy tales are similar to a lot of children's movies that we know, that are based on true happenings that we realize it's real now. It's like Monsters, Inc. and Ants. Monsters, Inc. Represents the adrenochrome harvesting, as you know, Kevin, and the movie's Ants represents the control the Cabal has over people. So, yeah, it's just another repetitive action that they've done. And sometimes these movies are revealing the truth from good people putting them forth, and sometimes it's the evil buggers that are putting it forth, to support their actions.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, fairy tales predate the Bible and even predate the Greek and Roman myths. There were stories of legends who passed down information that was imperative to human awareness and survival through oral storytelling traditions for generations, announcing the invasion of the fallen. A number of these themes, such as child sacrifice, horrific abuse, cannibalism, and curses, ended up in the Bible. Fairy tales reveal harsh truths without undue accountability. We could view these storytellers as wise whistleblowers, urgently reaching the public with truths so horrific that no one would believe them unless they were told as tales from long ago. Some of the most prominent fairy tales of today were originally the most sadistic.
I'll just finish off this next paragraph here, Kevin. We have about a minute and a half left. So, and that'll take us to about halfway through, and we'll pick up on this next time. The original fairy tales were written for adults. Original fairy tales, particularly those from the Brothers Grimm and Hans Christian Andersen, are deeply rooted in horror, featuring themes of cannibalism, gruesome mutilation, child abandonment, murder, and dark supernatural forces. These narratives often served as cautionary tales involving sexual predators or severe, often sadistic punishments for breaking social taboos. Fairy tales tell the truth of a world most cannot see. They warn beings of light what they're up against in a realm of darkness so harsh they would never imagine it possible. Oh, just crazy. And like you said, Kevin, it's pretty long, so
Well, I'm going to continue on just
Oh,
a little bit
sure.
until I actually see a message here. So,
Yeah, we've
and
only got about 2 minutes left in it, so maybe he'll let
well,
us finish. Let's carry on till he throws us out.
that's right. And on it goes, describing events the world is now witnessing come to light via the Epstein files and P. Diddy, the freak-off parties and Black Forest hunting parties, the royal family escapades. These are no longer conspiracy theories anons tell to bewilder normies. They're on the news now because they've always been real. The sinister have lost all cover. Yeah,
Maybe
so,
just carry on there, Kevin,
yeah.
with your itinerary there.
Yeah, and so, but the story basically tells this, takes us to the demonic royal family, which raping and eating children with evil queens and diabolical kings and nasty princes and victimized princesses, and planned a dark and desperate finale to the story, enthroning Satan himself to rule the world. Instead, a chosen princess, Diana, Mermaid Ra, maybe, with the power to exterminate all darkness, left something behind that has changed this world forever. She used her powerful light and pure love to nullify dark possibilities, infusing the proposed demon with a frequency that can only lead to peace. Prince William is no longer ruled by the dark. He will emerge as a voice for the light once the king, Charles, falls from his evil throne. And the world will live happily ever after as the shift of ages begins. The end.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, there, that ends that article. And it's a little scary. We
It
might
is.
touch on it again next time, perhaps. But I see we have about 15 seconds left, Kevin.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I
Well,
want to thank everyone for tuning in and hanging out on the monkey bars with
there you go.
us.
Okay. Again, remember, John and I will see you all again next Saturday. That's March 7th, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussion on the articles of ForThePeople.Space, right here on Acumen Perspective.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you, BBS. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in.
All right.
Have a great weekend.